You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth, thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Now, some of you are joining us for the very first time, and I want to tell you that I'm delighted that you're here, and I hope you make a habit out of it. I hope you come back again and again and again. It's a really good habit to get into. This, on this side of the planet, is December the 24th, Christmas Eve. Of course, on the other side of the planet, it's Christmas Day. So I can say with absolute accuracy to the whole planet, Merry Christmas. Now, this is going to be a little bit different for us tonight. I'm all settled in here, and things are pretty much the way you're used to seeing them. Got my coffee mug with me and my ever-present coffee, and got my pen that I have such a bad habit of clicking, and everything is just as you normally see it. However, we're going to do a little bit different kind of a show tonight, partially, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Got a couple of emails commenting about me wearing neckties, and one said, yeah, it looked all right, but I think I'd still have to do the show in my pajamas. Another one wanted to know why sometimes I wear a necktie and sometimes I don't. Well, it just depends on the mood I'm in. And the reason I'm not wearing a necktie tonight is because this shirt has no collar. That's the reason. It just depends on the mood I'm in for the show. I did try again to get in touch with Dick Criswell today. Got through to the telephone, but I'm pretty sure he was either asleep or maybe in physical therapy, and I just left a voicemail for him. We wish him all the best and fast, speedy recovery, and I hope he gets to spend some of this Christmas with friends and family. We've been getting emails from all around the world wishing all of us here a Merry Christmas, and a whole bunch of them from the United States and from Canada. And, you know, I almost hesitate to do this because I know I left someone off the list, and believe me, it's just not intentional at all. But we've received Merry Christmas wishes from Bjarni in Norway, Bjorn in Sweden, Theo and Tini in the Netherlands, Indy in East Timor, Imel in Pakistan, Tony and Jeff in Australia, two separate emails there, Stephen in the UK, Amanda in the UK. There are more, and I know I left someone out. I just want to tell you, wherever you are on this planet, my very best wishes to you as well. And I hope that 2009, fast approaching, is going to be an absolutely wonderful year for you, for me, for this show, and for everyone associated with you. I hope it just turns out to be a fantastic year. Tonight, one of our listeners joins me right after our first break, and he's going to share a little bit of the Christmas cheer and joy that he shares with his city. He's going to share it with you, And I'm not too impressed by many things, but I was pretty impressed by this. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Now, I told you that we're going to do something a little bit different here tonight, and the reason that we're doing this is because it is Christmas Eve, and because it does concern part of the Kevin Smith Show family. One of our listeners out in California, somebody that listens to the show regularly, sent me an email. His name is Marv Lima, and he sent me an email and wished me a Merry Christmas. And by the way, here's a link to my website, and you might want to take a look at it. It's got some Christmas things on it. So I clicked it and took a look at it. Well, what it is a pretty amazing site. I've put the link on our website. It's right next to his picture. And you can go take a look at that, and you'll be able to watch several videos there. But Marv, and I will have to get him to correct it if I say it wrong. I think it's pronounced Kana. Kana. Marv and Kana decorate their house rather spectacularly. They have a radio transmitter that transmits music, and the lights are coordinated to blink in time with the music, and it's pretty spectacular stuff. You'll get to see one in here just in a minute. Marv, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show.
Thank you, Kevin. Merry Christmas to you, your family, and all your listeners. It's truly a pleasure to be with you this evening.
Thanks. And Merry Christmas to you and your family as well. Marv, let me ask you right up top here, how long have you been listening to the Kevin Smith Show?
Since 2004, Kevin. I was introduced by a good friend of mine by the name of Bruce Haynes. He told me about Kevin Smith Show and how awesome the topics were, and I immediately became a hooked member of the Kevin Smith Show thereafter. For the last 4-plus years, we've listened to you either together or as we can during our lunch breaks at work and at home in the evenings. And it's truly always a different topic with a different scenario for us to listen to and debate between he and I, either on the weekends or during the week, and we truly enjoy it.
Well, that's good. I'm very glad to hear that. You know, there are a lot of folks that are listening as they work. Usually they're listening to the latest show, last night's show. But they listen as they work. But there are two factories that I know of up in Illinois that they have gotten permission to play the show. They pick it up off of a local radio station, and they play it through the PA system so everybody in the factory can hear it.
That's fantastic. I have to say, I wish we had as a liberal environment where I work.
Yeah, that is unusual, but it is nice. And they just have one rule. They're not allowed to stop their work and call in, and that's understandable. But I'll tell you, I really applaud the bosses there at those two factories. That's that is unusual, and it is nice. All right, now, Marv, you and your family, you do this light show each year. And why do you do this?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of years that I've wanted to do this since I was very young. I've always been enthralled with the season and spirit of Christmas. And for a number of reasons, as I've grown older, I've always had one thing or another get in the way of doing the light show. Last year was the first year Connor and myself was together, and we decided, with the help of my brother Danny, to get our show going. And we, you know, there was plenty of excuses not to do it, and only one thing or one reason really to do it, which was, you know, share some of the happiness that we have with everybody else. We started last year in December, the first week, and had the show up by the 15th of December. It was a much smaller version than the version you see now. But this year we started in September, and I can honestly say we were still hanging lights up till the 8th of December. And next year we hope to have an additional 40,000 lights.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what I want us to do. I want to go ahead and show just one of the shows to folks. This one is, and there you have several. The lights are coordinated with various songs, and this one I think is called Carol of the Bells.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it's the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and Metallica.
Correct.
And now, before we show this, you're broadcasting this so that people, that you broadcast it over FM radio, so that people who drive by in front can tune into the music and hear the music as they watch the lights, right?
Correct. In addition, we actually also have a 500-watt amplifier that pumps out through 8 different speakers throughout the premises, the music as well. The FM transmitters for those nights where it's very cold, such as tonight, which, I don't know if 50 degrees ranks as a cold night, but here in Tracy, it's both windy and cold, but it's, we have at least 15 to 20 people lined up on the streets right now watching the show as we speak.
Wow. All right. I'm going to cut away to that. And those of you who are listening by radio will hear the music. Those of you who are watching on our internet television feed will see the video. So here we go. Well, for some unknown reason, we're seeing lights and not getting video, audio. There we go.
There you go.
Thank you. That is impressive.
Thank you.
Now, you do this for, and you that's just one song. You've how many songs do you have programmed?
We currently have 12 songs programmed on the sequences of shows that we currently have going right now. We've added additionals to it, and it's pretty funny because we actually start with a Dolby soundtrack for the beginning of the intro of the show and go into the 20th Century Fox movie startup, and from there we start the different shows. But it's definitely... Seeing your smile just now was well worth it, because that's the spirit of Christmas coming out in everybody. When I can see someone smile, old and young alike, watching the Christmas show, I consider that the best kind of payment that anybody could give another person on the face of this planet.
Well, and you know, there are a lot of things. This is something that I'm pretty sure you've considered, but maybe not, and maybe some of our listeners have not considered. When you do something, it has an impact on people that you never even know about, and you'll never even know why, you know? And there are a lot of people that see something like this, and for whatever their reasons, they're kind of down in the dumps. And it cheers them up. It lifts them up.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many people who have come to me. I'm handing out flyers because I'm donating to two different charities here in town. And they literally said, you know, I've been in down in the dumps, kind of like a Grinch for Christmas, and you really have given me my Christmas spirit back. And I told each one of these individuals that this is the season for giving. Not everybody has it to give. I've been blessed to be able to do that with both friends, family, and the people I care for in my life. So this is my way of giving back.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's a great thing. I mean, like, you know, in my case, I'm not there, but I can watch it on the Internet. And as I told you in my email, I'm impressed, and that's not easy to do. In my case, I've got, you know, my older kids are about 800, 900 miles to the east of me, and my younger boys are 8,000 miles west of me, and I'm stuck out here in the middle by myself. There's just not a whole heck of a lot of Christmas that happens around me, but it's been that way, you know, for several years. And then, you know, I look at this and I go, wow, you know, that's cool. That's all right. So I appreciate that. Now, you do this for, you accept donations that you give to charity, right?
Correct.
And tell us about the charities that you're donating to.
Brighter Christmas helps families here in the Tracy community, and also we're donating to the Tracy Animal Shelter to help basically pets with a lot of the foreclosure things going on in the world right now. It's hit this community as well, and a lot of abandoned pets are winding up at the animal shelters. So we're trying to help in some small way both people who have also been removed from their homes through unfortunate circumstances, as well as their four-legged friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is how does Brighter Christmas help? What do they do?
They do several things in the Tracy community for helping families, to sponsoring events. It's a charity that I was introduced back in 2001 time frame by a friend who's passed away now. But it's one of the two charities we decided we're going to do this again next year. We've already committed to it, and we will pick one or two additional charities to sponsor as well for next year.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing, and... you know, it's tonight is Christmas Eve, and then tomorrow is Christmas. So when does the light show stop?
Light show stops on the 31st. I just want to say one thing. I really want to thank my girlfriend Kana for all the work she put into the website. That's how everybody gets to see this wonder of Christmas across the world through her hard efforts. She spent a lot of time making sure we got the videos edited and pasted up on the website. She's the, I call her the brains behind Mars. And without her, we would have never gotten it all up and done for everyone to view all over the world.
And she did a great job. It's a very easy to navigate website, and no one will have any problem whatsoever if they go to that website, being able to find these videos and watch them and enjoy them. Now, this goes through December 31st. You're in Tracy, California. Where is that?
If you know where San Francisco Bay Area is,
mm-hmm.
I'm 40 miles north, east of San Francisco area. If you were to Google Map it, you'd find it right away. The address is literally on the webpage, and we've actually gotten both local newspapers in Stockton, California, as well as this here in Tracy, recognizing the light show is apparently one of the favorite ones in this area right now.
Have any television news crews been out there to videotape this?
No, actually none have, but I'll be honest with you, Kevin. Talking to you right now, this is my early Christmas present because I tell you, it is very exciting listening to you for all these years, and you've made my Christmas present by talking to me about this. This is just like the best present I can think of I could get, to be honest with you.
You are easy to please, my friend. If talking to me is a good Christmas present, then I am glad to have provided that for you. But
you have done so in spades, my good man.
All right. Now, if listeners in that area, if they want to come by and take a look at the show, what's the address?
It's 2465 Travail Lane, and that's Travao Lane. The cross intersection is Grantline Road. It's between the two intersections of Coral Hollow and Lincoln.
All right, give the street address again, 2645 Travail.
2465. Correct.
And what time each night does the show begin?
The show begins promptly at 5 o'clock and runs till 9:30 Sunday through Thursday. On Friday and Saturday, we run the show from 5 to 11. Tonight, we'll probably run the show a little bit later because it's Christmas Eve, and tomorrow we'll probably run it later as well.
What do your neighbors say about the music playing over the PA and the lights flashing?
Well, I think my right neighbor is a great guy, Dennis, and Sean on the other side of the house loves the lights, and she's actually commented it kind of reminds her of lightning in the sky. And the choice of music, as she put it in the words, was spectacular, and she really enjoys it. Down the road, though, I don't know if the traffic congestion that occurs makes all the neighbors too happy, as I heard several honking horns for people trying to get through. But I hope that they all realize it's in the spirit of Christmas, and it's actually going to a good charity cause.
All right. Marv, thanks for being with us, man. We got to run. We got this break. It's been fantastic, and thank you for what you do.
Fantastic talking to you, Kevin. Merry Christmas again to you and all your listeners. And please feel free to enjoy all the videos. My heartfelt Merry Christmas to your family and extended family of the Kevin Smith Show.
Thanks much. All right, Marv Lima, fantastic. All right, folks, we'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Boy, isn't that impressive? You know, you may not know this, but I do have a life away from this microphone. Not much, but some. And I get asked sometimes by friends and acquaintances, well, what kind of people listen to your show? Well, some of the best people in the whole world. And that's a fact. And we've just seen an example of that here tonight. If you're in the Tracy, California area, get by there and take a look at that that light show for yourself. There's a whole lot more than just what you saw. We only had time to do one, but he says they've got 12. and go over to the website, take a look at that, and you will smile as you go through those. Great music, great light shows to go with it, and it's all about Christmas and giving to charity. One quick note, you know, we've been running an ad here that shows some poor children in apparently a foreign country, not here, not in the United States. And it says, it's Christmas. People matter. Only people matter. And we've been showing that on our TV channel. And would you believe I've gotten a couple, actually three emails complaining about that, saying, well, you know, this is supposed to be a time of optimism and cheer, and that just brings us down, and you shouldn't be showing that. Well, I'm not going to go into a tirade about that. It's not worth it. I'm just going to say it's Christmas. People matter. Only people matter. And I think it's great what Marv is doing because it helps other people. And lots of people enjoy it. They get to see it. They enjoy it. And if they make donations, it goes to the charities right there in the community where he lives. And that's a good thing. So get over there if you're in the area. Take a look at the light show and donate something to those charities. People matter. Only people matter. All right. I know on the website it says this is going to be open line. Our weather has been just ping-ponging, and my throat is just shot. And I can tell you I'm barely doing what I'm doing now. I can't do 2 hours. But I was worried about that. And just before showtime, maybe an hour before, I got an email from Ralph over in, I think it was in Kansas City. I don't remember exactly. I think it was Kansas City. And Ralph said, you know, you talk about the UFO sighting, the big UFO sighting in Louisiana that happened on Christmas Eve, 1992, and you talk about, you know, how you know those guys, you worked with those guys as a deputy sheriff, and you know them personally. And I think it would be cool if we could hear that tape that you talk about, the tape you say you've got, if we could hear that on Christmas Eve. So that's what we're going to do. And I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. No matter how this year has been, I hope next year's better, a lot better for each and every one of you. What you're about to hear is an actual UFO sighting. It is not a recording about UFOs, it is an actual event. You'll be listening to the sheriff's deputies as they work the sighting. You'll hear their skepticism in the beginning, and you'll hear that skepticism vanish as they see the UFOs themselves. You'll hear them report seeing more than one UFO. You'll hear them describe it as a huge object flying just above treetop level. You'll hear them describe their cars losing power as the object flies above them, and you'll hear them as they attempt to locate the object when it lands. This is a genuine event with real law enforcement officers and multiple UFO sightings. And now
let's go back to Christmas Eve, 1992, and ride with the officers as they deal with a UFO.
Westside unit near Highway 546 at the Chenery Station.
309 is on Highway 34. What you got?
Team 4309, I got a guy that wants to report a UFO hovering right over his property, and he says it's not an airplane.
10-4, did he? Was it like a bunch of reindeer pulling the sled?
10-15, he advised me there was just a white object hovering in the sky towards Winsboro.
Oh, that was him. I'll be in there. I'd
like one for your partner, 309.
10-4. And Robert, you spent a number in the road next up there for UFO hotline. I'm not joking with you. Somewhere up there used to be one you could call them and report it or something. 10-4, maybe it's still there when I get there.
I hope so. I'll remember if it is, Robert. I'm going to come on and say it.
10-4, there's a bunch of houses in there. It may take them a while.
321. I'm looking for a UFO, go ahead.
That's just one of the Asian reindeer hooked up.
Now, they flying in tonight. That might be them.
I don't know. He got something out here, but I'm looking at something now. I know I ain't drinking nothing.
10-4.
3, you saw it? I'm looking at something. I'm out at my residence, and I'm looking exactly the kind of southwest from my residence. And it's just sitting there right now.
Call the airport headquarters. Here they got on the screen out there. They got the
car. It's a lot of stars, but it's brighter than the rest of them. An object measuring me that it's a star, Zenith, but she was bright. Tempo, it could be a weather balloon.
Check course 203.
Go ahead.
You advise it's just sitting there?
It's not moving. It's black and white. It's large for a star. It's showing pretty bright to be a star. My son advises star Venus. It's just bright this time of year.
10-4.
Might be Rudolph. No, it ain't that bright. Yeah. 375. Kind of back to the U.S., kind of southwest. 20. Yeah. 34, 30, 33, which direction I need to look at? Look back to the northeast, James. Yeah, to be. Yeah, James. We're seeing anything like it before. I can't see it. It looks like a star. Pretty bright. It's not moving or anything. What is it, lower than the rest of them or what? It's not even lower. It's just extremely bright, James. Yeah, well, they might be celebrating on that planet too, get all their lights on or something, you reckon? Santa Claus could have landed there. You never know. Yes. Is it the one with the little star right there below it to the right? 10-4. Yeah. Is that what it looks like to you? Yeah, I think it's a star. It's hovering over my car. Like it be, I'll let you know.
Symbol. 309.
Go ahead.
You gotta make contact with
10-50, we still in route.
10-4, if you do, I advise that he was dead serious.
That's a 10-4. That ain't no plane.
Where you see it at?
It's not the saw they looking at.
I-20 westbound. Looking at a 98 mile high like you missed.
I don't know what this thing is.
Three-two-one
to base. 321? Well, your flight is serious. I'm looking at it. I don't know what it is.
10-4 down, 10-4 321.
10-4, 321 base, I said it, copy. When I drop the package off, I'll be in Rochester, that's the plane that's resident. I'm looking at the thing, it's white with green and red looking lights.
Sure, it's not the UFO, that thing giving off more than one color.
Oh, it is, Arnold. It's looking at like it has a green and maybe reddish tint to it, but it's that still.
Three oh nine, you 10-2.
Go ahead, Jerry. Father, what he's talking about? I keep looking around, but I don't see nothing. All I see is the stars that's up there in the sky, remember?
Not a heck of a lot higher than the trees.
That's just a helicopter. I have no idea. I don't have any idea what it is. I've never seen it before.
So. 3-1-3-0-9, I'll take this complaint out here when I drop this package off. 4 Jane, I'll be 10 in here in just a minute.
10-4. It looks good. If you're looking up real high, you're not going to see it. You're going to look down around the horizon, down low. So I can see it all the way from the east side.
Hey, if you don't mind, check with the airport, see if they got something on screen, if they got a plane or helicopter out here, if they know of. 10-4, I got the airport public service right now.
Yeah.
309.
34 south, somewhere close to Jackson Parish.
About the airport, they can tell you if they got any helicopter or anything in the area.
10-4, we just contacted the airport and they advised 10-50, they didn't have anything up.
I'm prepared.
Joe.
3-4-1, go ahead, Eric.
3-2-1, the airport advisor, they didn't have anything up at this time. They didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, well, they got something up. They might not have it up, but something's up there.
10-4.
2-3. Brother, go ahead.
You advise you can see it over from the east side?
Therefore, I'm looking at something on from over here. 320 to headquarters. I got a visual on it. Say on that. From 165 business, just due west.
10-4.
Can't figure out what it is yet.
Never seen it before, buddy. I've lost it now.
Jeez, it looks a lot like a star.
No, it's not a star. No doubt about that.
So, about tree level or what you looking at?
A little higher than tree level. I don't know if I'm looking at it now or not. If it is, it's just plain white.
Well, where you at?
Me and Jackson Parish right now. You can't see it, Arnold.
I can still see it. 309 to base, you got me 10-8. 10-4. 10-4. 309, if you would, come back to 8.
1097, I'm also looking at this UFO.
T-4.
Sure, is it moving? T-4, it's moving. Looking at it, it's moving back towards 34, isn't it? T-4's moving towards 34. T-4, what's my complaint supposed to be driving?
He's at 208 Highway 546, 208 Highway 546.
320 to headquarters. What apartment are we going to?
320, the current advised that they are no longer answering the phone. They are no longer answering the phone at this time.
Trying to follow this UFO.
10-4.
3-1-1-10-97, we're backing around to the plane's red. If we're going to look at this UFO ourselves, just going
to... 21, red.
We know about this in the scanner, because y'all going to make a bunch of people unhappy.
309. 10-4, if you would, if any of y'all out there can, break out your camera and get some pictures of it and give me the exact location where the picture was taken.
Oh, we'll try. Look, it's moving now, but it's not a plane. Oh, we've lost it. It's headed toward 34. Trying to catch up with it on 34. Buddy, it's not a plane. It's not a joke.
Y'all advise y'all lost loser contact of it.
Or it flew over top of us and we couldn't make out much, but it wasn't a plane.
10-4.
Do you hear an engine 309? 50. We couldn't either came right over me and Jack the Parish camp. We was looking right up under it. We couldn't hear an engine any sound whatsoever. All we see was the lights going over it.
Or it came over us about three top high.
Us too, and we could never hear an engine. That was no plane, what nothing we can make.
3-2-1. Believe y'all been overworked.
Get out the fear. I got a Jack the Parish deputy with us too.
Give up.
The unit's responding to Van Mark Apartments, apartment 901.
Should have been a glider with lights.
Right. No engine.
looking, Sam?
Well, we're looking at big.
I still believe in Santa Claus.
I hope you're right.
Rudolph just charged his batteries tonight.
Okay. 321. Guess we all lost visual of it at the same time. We don't know where it went. It came right over me and another Jackson Parish deputy. It wasn't very high. We couldn't hear no noise, no engine sound. I don't know where it went. 321, how big was it?
It was big as a jet.
It was headed south on towards 30, 33, 34.
The last time the Jack Parish deputy and I was looking at it, it was heading kind of in a northeastern direction.
Right. 10-4. On. 309.
Numbers go up, down, all around out here. Could you call a complaint back and get a better address, location, tell me to step out something?
10-4.
Rob, I think we all lost sight of it about the same time.
Good.
Just got another report of a sighting. Supposedly went down somewhere off Philpott.
That's the way it was headed, of course. It, like I said, it came right over us. We could hear no engine or nothing. It, I don't know what it is. It's big as a jet, but I couldn't tell it before. I'm in right towards Philpott.
I went over to Mill, and then it kind of went towards Philpott and sat down, they said.
Now, Robert, you listen to that? Sit down in Philpott, correct?
46.
Go ahead.
Well, sit down over here on Philpott. We got some more call-ins. You might want to head this way and check with me.
Are you serious?
Four. They still call in and circled the mail and came over towards Philpott. Sit down.
Headquarters to Westside Unit. Responding to the UFO.
21.
10-4. If you would, everybody head out to Philpott Road and document everything that you see. Document everything that you see.
We got a location on Philpott.
Go ahead,
Lord. You get to where you see it, you need this 401 holler, and I'll be around.
We received calls and stuff, and the mail came back and let it around Philpott somewhere. Several other people called in. I'm going to ride to Philpott.
309.
546, go ahead.
10-4, your complaint is that he's going to step outside.
Or you want me to route to Philpott, or you want me to go back to complaining?
10-4, go back to your planning. He's going to step outside right now.
10-4, be there just a minute, and I'll be 10-8.
10-4.
3-3-7-0 base, what y'all got on Philpott?
Get up, sit down.
10-4, I'll be in route.
3-46, 10-8, route to Philpott.
10-4.
3-2-1, what's your 20?
34, just past 30-33. Did it say how far down it? Sit down, Eric.
10-4, all the information I got is just that it's set down in the woods off Philpott.
Yeah, boy, but it's something like I ain't ever seen before. I don't know what it is.
10-4, we should state that for you.
3-2-1, Kearns just advised me that it's set down at the end of Philpott in the woods. At the end of Philpott in the woods.
Y'all be?
321.
346, go to B.
Go ahead.
328, go ahead. I'm back to the Jackson Parish deputy. I advised him when somebody called in about a UFO.
And I showed him the direction. I was still looking at that direction. I lost him. He came back in the side. He came right over us. I think close to us anyway. It wasn't very higher than trees.
And I mean,
we
could
hear the lights coming. We could hear no engine whatsoever. Both of our cars was off and no traffic was coming. Robert Johnson had the same type of incident.
10-4, you know where we're going to have to go if he's at the end of the field pod, don't you?
Negative.
10-9.
50. I'm not going back to the top of the staff. I'm going to wait on you.
And I'm in front of me. We're going to have to go back to Washington School Road and come in that side to the end of the field pod.
10-4. I will stand by on 557 for you, and we'll go down 557. You want to do that?
10-4.
10-4. I'll be waiting on you down here. We've got some more calls in, and it's circles of mail up there. People call in, so it might be legit. It looked like it to me.
Tempo, I'm in front of mail.
321, you got a visual contact right now?
Not at this time, headquarters, I don't. 1050.
10-4.
I wish I had my camcorder.
SB5, Monroe, that's up.
It's 375.
Mm-hmm. 309 Bates, would you call and complain and see if he lives in a trailer house?
Incredible, definitely. 10-4.
321 Bates.
321.
Can I be coming up red cut around to the backside of field pod? 10-4.
10-4.
320 to headquarters, myself and 375, vibes over 10-8.
10-4.
370, 10-8, in route to Field Pie Road. Side, mid cut, go ahead.
You gonna stand at this door?
4, no, up 9 here.
10-4, go ahead and get your camera ready, man.
321, where you at now? Rick Cut at 557. I ain't got no film, buddy.
321, you have visual now?
Negative, not yet.
10-4.
321, I'm 1012 to West Monroe. I'll be out there in just a second with this Polaroid.
Well, you and Kevin might want to come up field pod on 34. Buddy and I are going to come around the back way. There's some fields back here that something could sit down if you try to. .37-320, I copy. I'll hit field pod all the way to the bridge where it's washed out. Come on, we'll come up the other way. Hell.
Good. Hey, where in the world is there a trailer park on 546?
Up on the north end of it, about 15.
10-4, we sitting right around in here, but we must pass over it. We looking for it. 309, who are you looking for?
Park, a trailer park around 546.
Who's in the plan?
Headquarters, what is
it? 10-9.
Complainant's name on this.
10-4.
Holy bleep.
309, only trailer park I know up there, like 326, but it should be about 200 yards from 15.
Well, that's where we're sitting at.
10-4.
Where you at, buddy?
34, come past Browder.
Well, I got the film, but somebody must have wrapped a Christmas present for my camera.
Never.
4 I'm going to use on down. The anticipation got me.
Devil, man, you ain't going to wait on me, huh?
Negative.
I appreciate it.
10-4, we have had numerous calls on the thing y'all looking at.
10-4, but it might as well go down in the woods over here, correct?
reports?
10-4, it's just one call on it as far as we know.
321. One of you might want to head down Hood off Philippot. It leads back in there to the river, and there's some old roads that run back to some fields.
Go ahead, Dean. 4, that's 321.
Stand by.
Go ahead.
Turn on 557.
Robert got a call of a white piece of aircraft coming over and somebody dropped me on 546. We thought it might have been, you know, a Christmas thing, but 1050. I got to looking at it, artist got to looking at it on the east side, but it had a reddish, greenish tint behind that white. It came a little bit higher in tree level over Robert Johnson. It also came over me and a Jackson Parish deputy sitting at the line with no noise being made whatsoever. It's as big as a jet. It was traveling northeast the last time I saw it, and we all lost contact with it about the same time. But it stayed over us there for long enough for us to look at it and talk about it, probably about 4 or 5 minutes, and evidently did the same thing on Robert's now.
I don't know if I want to find something like that.
That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, we lost visual of it, and it went up, and according to headquarters, they've received a bunch of calls. It circled the mill up there in West Monroe. It came back out and landed somewhere out here on Philpott. Somebody thought it went down in the woods over here on Philpott. So it's nothing like I've ever seen before. The Jackson Parish deputy took his hat off his head and started scratching because he ain't never seen anything like that before either. Because it looked like it was moving sideways more than it was moving forward, if that makes any sense.
Okay, this ain't no joke or nothing, but I'm going to go down Hood off a field pipe. If y'all pull my leg, I'm going to be hot.
Well, I swear to you, you can always be able to tell by my voice, it's not no joke, because I thought it was too, until I saw it.
Yeah, boy, I was over Christmas presents. I'm going to be mad if y'all pulling my leg now.
Negative. That thing might start pulling your leg, but nobody else is.
But yeah, boy, I'm on Hood now. And if I say anything, I'll let you know.
Let me know. Okay, get full.
321.
Good.
You don't think you could possibly tell when he can't create a hot air balloon or something?
Negative. I believe it was moving, Mark. It was moving pretty quick. It stayed stationary for a while. And, no, it's not an air balloon, I'm sure. About
2375-297-04.
Like I said, you have to see it to believe it. We sound like idiots talking about it, but it's real.
Whatever
it is.
Complaining, that's what I said. Just when he walked outside a minute ago, he was still looking at the object in the eye, in the sky, I mean.
Say again, that quarter, I was on base.
10-4, the original complainer that called this complaint in advised that just a minute ago when he walked outside, he was still looking at it in the sky.
Yeah, there might be two of them, man. 346, I'm here to watch the skate roads on real slow, wait for you.
Damn, I'm real good. I'll be there in just a minute.
That's sighting that. The one folks left over here on Philpott.
Dang, that we're looking at could have been there in no time.
A die grade, that's the way he was headed this way, so this going to probably be whatever he was looking at. Net. The one folks left over here on Philpott.
Dang, that we're looking at could have been there in no time.
A die grade, that's the way he was headed this way, so this going to probably be whatever he was looking at.
Dang, we were looking at it 1 minute and it's just gone next.
Yeah, boy, what the height was it?
If it's about tree top high, and I'm telling you, we could see everywhere, and it just disappeared.
No, it just sounded nothing was.
Hey, 309?
Well, you got all the complaints information.
1050, we're going to need all of it. 309?
Jake. Just confirm it. Do you still see it there?
Did you?
Did he lose visual by the time we did? Thank you.
This turn on what's in school.
10-4, I'm not doing with 30, so you catch up pretty quick. 370, you say anything?
Gene, I'm looking at something about northeast. If you're looking north, it'll be about at 1 o'clock. It went up and come back down. It's got an orangish, yellowish tint to it now, and it just keeps bouncing like a ball. I can't tell what that is. I'm not sure if that's it or not, because I don't know what you guys think.
How high is it going, Kevin?
Right now, it's just a little bit above, I say, 100 feet above a tree level, and it'll bounce down my tree and come right back up. I can't tell what it is.
Are you at the end of the road?
10:50. I'm about 1 mile down Hood.
Kevin, is it pretty big?
It looks large. It's a good ways from me, but whatever it is, it's large.
But it then, I guess. Is it back towards us if we come in on this end?
When you turn down Watson Screw Road, you'll be headed north. It should be just right in front of you.
Is it going to be down here or the other end of the field pot, what I'm meaning?
3 or 9.
10-4, look back toward the paper mill and you should see what I'm talking about.
309 base.
Good.
Well, he was looking at whatever 203 was looking at, the Venus star. He saw the other object, he thought it was an airplane.
10-4, 321 and 370 have visual contact on that thing right now.
There they are.
309, 321, dog, 370, see that it's going up and down. You can play to him, Jeff.
I can't because whatever I was looking at is gone.
Where's it from you, Kevin?
10-9.
How far was it from you?
Looks like it's about up at the paper mill right now. It's gone now.
10-4, did you make out anything on it?
10-50, I can't see for the trees, really.
10-4, it wasn't an airplane.
10-50, this was bouncing up and down, and now it's just gone.
Gone now? Headquarters 370, 1020.
Hood Road off of Field Pot.
10-4, you advise you lost visual contact with it?
10-4 headquarters, it was quite a distance from me, but it was just bouncing up and down like a rubber ball, and it just disappeared.
10-4. 370, I'm on 34 now. Headquarters, I'm 10-8 to 10-12, by the way. And I don't see anything.
10-4, 327.
109 base, we'll be 1097 here at Texaco. 546, we're complaining.
10-4, I'm going to need all the complaining information.
10-4, I'm 1098-44 on that one. I'll be out with a stranded motorist at Texaco.
10-4.
Y'all was spilling me for a bunch of food, pulling me away from Christmas, man.
That's 370. Go ahead, Jay. 10-4, we're going to be back here on the backside of Field Pot Road. We're going to be out in the open field, and then we can look and see anything, hear anything.
10-4. It's kind of dark here where I'm at. I'm not going to get too far away from my car.
I know what you mean. Did it all. When you last seen it, was it going up or coming down?
Like I said, it would hover by that tree, it'd go up, it'd come back down by the top of that tree again, and it just kind of went away.
Which direction toward the mill?
10-4, it's in the direction of the mill last time I seen it.
Thank you. 3-7.
Go ahead.
Now, I know I'm not a west side, and I'm telling you it's browning. Would that put me somewhere close to where it was going?
10-4, it wasn't too far from that area. It's between there and the mill.
Now, I'm going to turn around and go back down by those ponds and see what I can see.
309, 321. You can go there, or you can go down further, down through that hunting flood, look out through those fields.
Say that the car just went dead, the lights went out, and they lost power, and everything's fine. The object's gone.
They don't got my mind. 370, say it too.
Oh. All right, 321, this is getting out of hand. I think I'm best to ease back up towards some civilization here.
You saw it yourself, Kevin.
Saying right, keep the car going dead now.
Too many TVs.
We'll keep mine running just in case.
10-4 is to the west side units on the UFO complaint. The airport advised that their radar would not pick up anything that low, and they've checked with binoculars and haven't seen anything of that type.
321, 10-4, of course. Rose, check you right. 320 to headquarters.
320.
Dog's dropping is directly west of me. I'm 165 about tick light. Some kind of orangish colored object. It's just barely tree high.
24, you advise it's on the east side, just north of Tick Light Road.
I don't know how far it is, headquarters. I just lost sight of it.
Not
yet. 10-4. 309 at base. I'm 10-8 from the stranded motorist.
10-4.
Yeah, boy. He thought we were joking with you. 10-4. Something ain't right. It just, I don't know what it is, but something just ain't right. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 airplanes look like they're right here together. And when I look back, there ain't no blinking lights. And then there's nothing there. How long is that, Kev? I'll be there in a minute. Are you still looking at whatever you say you're seeing? 1050, it's hard to explain, Gene. I really don't know.
Headquarters, all units have cameras and film ready just in case you spot. You get visual contact on this thing one more time. Just in case you get contact, visual contact on this thing one more time, have cameras and film ready.
Are you still there, Kevin? Keep our whole car running. Hey, I know it sounds stupid, but I couldn't explain it out there either. I was hoping somebody else would see it. Now, I know Robert's saying it, but I'm glad y'all saw it. Just y'all didn't know what was going on when you come out.
Well, I thought maybe you done got on some eggnog. I wanted some of or something. I didn't know.
It was just going up and down behind a tree. I mean, behind a set of trees. Before, it was quite a distance way. It'd come up behind a tree, and it'd go back down behind a tree, and I could barely see it. It'd come back up, and it'd go back down. It did it 2 or 3 times. I tried to get out on the high band, but nobody was copying me, so I come to the 800 and told you about it. But it's gone now, whatever it was. Was it
on upward
motion or downward motion when it disappeared, do you know?
3-9. I can't quick trip with.
Say again.
It was over because I was sitting there looking at it, and then it was just a blink of an eye, it was gone.
It's unexplainable. I have no idea. Make sure I hope you see it.
Go ahead. Can't get down to the bridges on this road. It's too muddy, Kevin.
Before, I figured it would be. I come through a little bit of mud and stuff.
If you're on Washington Road and when you turn to go to Philpott Road Bridge, just look north from there.
Yeah, well, Jerry said he just seen something kind of like the object over in 165 somewhere.
Yeah, before he said he was looking west when he seen it, so maybe we'll get lucky again.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully he's laughing at me. Yeah, boy, I'm on top of the overpass, 465 south, looking at an object in there directly. It should be south of the mill. It's pretty high up.
Blinking white light?
Yes, sir. It looks like red and green light flashing with it, too.
Look at it. Kevin, you see it?
Yeah, BG, which direction I need to look?
South? I don't know if it's moving or not. I can't tell. I see two objects up there now.
Moving, it's heading south.
Unit advised, they saw two objects in the sky.
321.
10-4, get some photos if you can. Get some photos if you can.
3-4, I can't tell if that's a plane or not, but it's far away from where I am. I don't know if it's the same object or not.
10-4.
I think we're looking at it now, Gene. Whatever it is, it's moving.
Doing this polar roll.
Can you see that one object set to stay on there blinking? 10-4. What's that?
I don't know, but Monroe, Louisiana does not have this much traffic, and I'm counting at least 10 planes or something like a plane, but this object I'm looking at now is moving extremely too fast for an airplane to be that high.
Looking at what you're looking at, and I'm seeing 3 different blinking objects while I'm standing here. I can't make any sense out of it.
Gene, I'm looking at what we're talking about right now. It's due south, so if you're going down 34, it'll be due south of that. Look at, you see how it's acting right now?
Flying a zigzag pattern, it's moving at a high rate of speed.
370 base, I'm looking
looking at Dodge now. It's entirely too far. It's going. It's stopping. It's coming up. It's coming my way now.
370-1020.
On Hood Road off of Philpott headquarters. It looked like it was several miles up. Now it's just a treetop level coming this way.
10-4.
321, 346 are looking at it also. We're looking at two different objects though, Kevin. You see the both of them? I'm looking at another one now. Dean, I got three objects, which one I make it four. I got four objects right now. They're right above, one of them's right above me, and it's just hovering, but it's way up there. And then I got two more coming directly this way.
I've got another object flying directly from the mill.
Kevin, I see the three you're talking about. The one that's south of you there, that's the one I was looking at earlier, I believe, that me and Jack Fairstep was looking at. It don't look like it's moving now. It's just sitting there. Boy, that's what it's doing. Do you see the one right there by you? It should be right there at the Philpott Bridge, right above you. He don't pop on me. Buddy's looking at it with his binoculars right now.
10-4, somebody get some pictures. Somebody get some pictures.
Gordon, no way we get pictures of these things.
10-9.
No way we can get pictures of these things.
10-4.
First of all, they won't sit still long enough, and then they just sit there. I don't know what's going on. I got to see if I can find me a camera.
Still pod, just let me know where I need to go.
370. The one that's coming, all day about over us right now, buddy said that looks like a plane, but the one that's south of you and south of us, that's, I don't know what that is. It's hovering right now. You can't see it, boy. It's in the same spot it was a few minutes ago, but a few minutes ago it was way up there now. It's real low. Wait, Gene, that's not an airplane I'm looking at. There's no way that's an airplane. Great. We're looking at it with some very strong binoculars. I don't know what it is. It looks like takedown lights on, like we got on top of our unit. The one that's north, kind of east of us, and we both look at it through binoculars. We don't know what that is. And the thing south of us down there, it's still set still. I don't know what that is either. Therefore, it'll fade out, and then it's coming back, and it'll fade out again. It looks like one of those disco lights right now. That's exactly what it looks like.
10-4, I have a west side unit to break away from UFO sightings and take a signal 12 on Washington Street.
370, you're talking about the food and fun? South of you, it's still sitting there, isn't it? Boy, it's getting lower and lower by the minute.
It's heading southwest now.
We said we're looking at it through the binoculars now. It looks, I hate to break tradition, I'm not trying to break it, but it looks oval shaped.
As they show on Unsolved Mysteries, they change their shape. I don't know, Gene. I'm getting worried. He looks like he's going away from me right now, though, so I'm happy about that.
Are you looking at another one down here, North Over Sealand plane? These are definitely not planes.
Boy, I'm looking at the mill. There's no way to explain because the light is in one spot, then it's in another spot. It looks like, you know, if you're just a few feet away from each other, there's no way that's an airplane.
Well, I can't photograph. I don't know if we can get them or not, but we're going to try.
If you can just get that light, they can blow it up big enough to see what that is.
Like hell.
I'll also see if I can get my camera loaded quick enough before they leave. That's still hovering above those trees too south of.
I hear any type of noise coming out of the guys or anything.
Absolutely not. That's what's worse.
The one that's south of us, I don't know where it is, man. I just lost it. Okay, I got it.
Hard to say. Just look at the top of the trees, and he's still sitting there.
He got lower, though.
Boy, getting lower by the minute. He shouldn't be getting any lower.
Back at the, not far from what 309 was, looks like.
Now the one that's due north of Gene is back, coming back toward me again.
Hey, boy. Hey, boy.
Hey, boy, I've got chills, man. I got to warm up.
I ain't never seen nothing like this. I guess Buddy and I get beamed up together. Can we stand together?
Hey, boy, they say, beam me up, Scotty. I'm ready.
Gene, the one due south is still sitting there, and that one due north, I have no idea. don't either. I don't have a clue, Kevin. It's another something. 10:22.
North looks like an airplane more than it does anything else.
Have you got a camera, Kevin?
I don't know yet, Gene. I'm just gonna look. I keep saying I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna look this time. Hang on.
Yo.
Check on this camera. I got that object right above me now, whatever it is.
10-4, go ahead.
Gene, the one that was due north is now headed west. Right up to 34 now. It done went extremely high now.
10-4. Now, a plane came over us a while ago. We looked at it through the binoculars. We could see it was a plane. We could also hear the engine, but these other ones had come by. The one that we seen over here a while ago that came by, we couldn't hear no engine at all.
The one due south is still sitting there about tree level.
I see that one, 10-4. He's got lower. This is ridiculous.
Have you seen anything? I don't know. I see something, but I'm trying to get to you. 10-4, I can use a company.
370-10-2.
10-4, headquarters. Hood Road, headquarters off of Philpott, way back off of Philpott on Hood Road.
10-4.
70.
Go ahead.
Got two objects up there now. One is just directly north of the south object.
Quarter base. 61, headquarters.
Base.
321. 10-4. You can log our 10-20 down to being at the end of Watson School Road where it runs into Philpott Road. 10-4.
10-4.
We're at the end of Philpott.
327-2. I'm fixing to take some pictures. I have absolutely no idea what this is.
10-4.
14-7, you see it now?
Oh, I got two over me. I'm just trying to take some pictures. Do you hear any engines? Hey.
Hey, well, they're closer to y'all than they are to us.
Talking a bunch of flashing lights, right? Blue, green, or something like this.
Well, that's correct. Today to speak with them or to like to.
Kildare headquarters, show me 1098-52 from that shop lift it. I'm going to be on 2L with the Chevron 165 at Hadley.
10-4-203.
The one it was south, I have no visual on it anymore whatsoever.
Looking at it with a binoculars. It's way up there. It's way up. It's up towards us now.
Hey, what did you make out with a binoculars?
Somebody's looking at it through his binoculars. He said that's the thing we've been looking at. It's got to be 3 times as high as it was, but he said it's moving towards us. So it's
forward. A plane flying in a direction toward its path right now.
We see the plane. We see two planes in the binoculars. These ain't planes we're looking at.
375 got a visual on it with binoculars.
375, you advise you have a visual on it with binoculars?
Four headquarters, I'm with him right now. We're looking at it. It's quite some distance from us.
10-4, 375, what's your 1020?
65 south, McDonald Lane.
375, what colors are you seeing?
Is it white, blue, red?
light green and red, and it's just set stationary. That's the one y'all looking at?
Oh, it is.
Pitbull. So, 3-7, this thing got about 3 or 4 times as high as it was off them trees. It came down next to them trees and went back up. It's just sitting there right now. Just sitting still.
Pitbull got a visual on it at this time. But do you notice the airplane headed right to it?
That plane's kind of off to the west of it, correct?
Boy, that plane come and made a circle over me. I thought it was a plane. Anyway, it come and made a circle and headed right back toward that object in the sky.
I think that's a plane. I didn't hear it, but I think that's a plane with the lights making like they are. I thought it was set still there. I can't see a plane set still like that.
For the plane that you see now going toward that object in the sky came from the direction it is now. Come above me, went around the mill, and is right back now where it started from.
Well, of course, the airport don't have any Huey helicopters flying around or anything of that nature, do they?
1050, airport shows nothing on the radar, nothing in the air whatsoever.
How is this thing here? Is it on the building?
10-4.
321, the airport saying they don't have any planes in Wichita Parish flying right now?
I don't know. I've seen two planes.
I've been at 9 since I've been standing out here. I had 5 at one time, and I've never seen 4 more.
Of course, the Westside unit is responding to the UFO. We're trying to get the airport public service right now.
You're looking at the one south. See the color of it now? It's changing color.
I'm looking at it with these 25 binoculars. I know the news is probably going to fail, David. I don't know what to say. Bruce, you still see it? You know what that is? Can you tell the shape of it? I can't. Think it's a plane? I don't think it is. It came down on us a while ago. Me and a Jack Sparrow deputy, we were close for it. Like I said, we never could do anything out of it.
327, were you able to get pictures?
I got the new star down here with some good cameras, and we're going at it now.
24.
Give me the 370, you're on Hood Road, right?
24.
Are you close to whatever you're looking at?
If
you would go by an airplane, it would be south of Calhoun, all I can tell you.
Go ahead.
Hey, look, Bob, it's turning into a freeway.
The people that wish you see it with a camera?
Well, we got something changing colors, and it looks like it's back towards the mill.
Where are you at now, 327? 327, what's your 20?
He's asking.
Go ahead. What's your 20 now?
I'm on 4-5 somewhere.
10-4. You say you're looking back toward the mill?
Hell.
10-4, y'all seeing something I'm not looking at then?
I know. In fact, I understand your pain. I want you to crashing on the backs of dirty clothes. They said, if you never take the high road, for there ain't nowhere else to go. I should know, cause I've been walking too long, yeah. Oh, it's got a hold on me. Oh, I got no one else to meet. Oh, it's got a hold on me. Keep on walking, but there ain't nowhere to be, yeah. I've been awake all night, but I ain't turning in. So send me a cold one for a $5 bill, cause baby, it's Sunday morning, but I just can't sit still now. Oh, it's got a hold on me. Oh, I got no one else to meet. Oh, it's got a hold.
A lot of bad habits. I smoke a little grass. If you don't like the way I'm living, you can kiss my ass. I got a lot of bad habits. But you're the one that's really killing me. I should have realized right from the very start, you got yourself a PhD in breaking my heart. I got a lot of bad habits. It's really killing me.
I keep the faith. Anytime you need some help from me, I'll be there. I keep the faith.
The needle again. I was waiting for you. You did it again. I said, ooh, ooh, yeah, what's going on? Trying not to be the one I try. You need some loving and peace in your mind. You need to chill out. It's not easy to find. I wanna help you to find your line. This is a showtime, babe.
I keep the faith.
Wasting my time, this is killing friendship, committing a crime. I said, ooh, ooh, yeah, what's going on? Crying is not me, but I know why. You are my lover and the one of a kind. I need you, come on, let me be in your mind. I'm gonna help you find your line. This is your showtime.
If sizzling hot music is what you want, you're at the right place. We've got the best and the hottest tracks from the best independent artist on the planet coming your way.
As I unfolded, the moment's golden, living on brothers.